everyone. My name is Sarah Bowe. I am this year's director of the Cornell University Chorus, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to our annual Twilight Concert this year. This is also very special for all of us because it's our first one since 2019, so we're so excited to be back. There's a set of choristers that I would love to just have show their hands to introduce themselves to you. We were so lucky to get a number of new members this year, and also new members last year who have yet to experience the glory of a twilight evening. So those of you in the chorus for whom this is your first twilight, will you please raise your hands? So little note on the music, our last piece, the Duraflé Motet especially, is part of the chorus's permanent repertoire. This is one of the pieces that has stayed with us through chorus generations, and we're very happy to bring that back to you today. The text, you'll actually hear different versions of this text. There is the Tota Pulchra Es Maria, which is the one that we sang this evening, and then there's also a Tota Pulchra Es Amica Mea, which is actually the original one. It comes from the Song of Solomon, which is filled with beautiful, rich, romantic poetry, and they changed two words to make it about Mary. One is they added the word Maria instead of my love, of course, and they added the word originalis, which is original stain or the original sin, and that changes it from sort of the general love poem that exists prior to this Marian poetry instead. Next, we would love to offer you a set of three pieces by Melissa Dunphy on poetry by Lola Ridge. Lola Ridge is a fantastic early 20th century poet that Melissa Dunphy found an excellent affinity with and just started setting her poems. The first one was It's Strange About Stars. That was the first setting. We'll perform that last. And if you read through, you'll notice these are really deep and evocative poems about shadows and light and darkness. So the first three were composed sometime between, I believe, 2014 and 2018, or 2016, excuse me. And then there was a fourth one added in 2018, which was actually a chorus commission called It Isn't a Dream. We don't have that on the program this evening, but we will be bringing it with us in on our tour in January. So we'd like to offer these to you next.
Thank you.
happy Twilight and happy Halloween weekend. I wanted to introduce the official a cappella subset of the Cornell University Chorus After Eight. We actually... We're really excited to have a concert coming up in 2 weeks. It'll be on the 12th at 8 p.m. in Call Auditorium, and you can check our social media. It's CU, like the letter CU, and the words after 8 for more information. Thank you. The Road Home by Stephen Paulus, and this is a piece that's also a part of our chorus permanent repertoire, a little bit newer than the Totepulgras, certainly. The words to this one have been especially meaningful to us this year and lately as we begin to come home to our places and our spaces, and singing, of course, music and each other as well.
Thank you.
more piece to share with you for the concert portion of our program before we shift gears and move into our Cornell songs. And this is called Will the Circle Be Unbroken? This one also means a lot to us, as when we think of our circle, we think of our entire Cordis and Cornell family, past and present. And at this time, I would love to point out another group of choristers to you today, or chorus members, excuse me, for whom this is their last Twilight performance. So could you raise your hand if this is your final Twilight? So now we're going to head into the last portion of our program, which is Cornell songs, of course. Before we do, we are going to do the raffle. So I'd love to introduce our president, Caroline Hendricks. Thank you very much, Sarah. Yeah, I bet you thought today you were going to go home with many beautiful musical memories of the songs of the chorus, but did you think you would go home with the raffle prize?
No!
Well, you just might. Oh, have my raffle... Oh, here we go. We have five wonderful raffle baskets, generously donated... Sure, you can clap. Generously donated by businesses in the Ithaca and Cornell community, and the proceeds from this raffle will go towards fundraising for our centennial tour of the Northeast United States. Woo! Yeah, centennial. It's the chorus's 100th year, if you didn't know. All right, so... So we will get right to it. This first basket is called It Comes Adorned. It features a chorus quarter zip as well as a $25 gift card to the Cornell store. And the winning ticket is...
134059. One more time.
All right, next we have, congratulations to Professor Wendy Williams. Next we have the Sweet Dreams basket. This one has a gift card for a night in the suite at an inn on Columbia. It has snacks and relaxing face masks. Lots of tickets in this one. All right, so the winner is
134066. 134066.
All right, come on down. Congratulations. All right, and our next basket is the Just the Two of Us basket. It is a gift certificate for brunch for two at Taverna Banffy. This one was very popular. All right, let's see. Really gonna get me. Okay. And the winner is 001-34063. Hey! Congratulations to our winner. All right, and last but not least, we have the Appily Ever, second to last, but not least, we have the Appily Ever After basket. It has some homemade applesauce from our chorus member, Ketchel, and also some local apples. All right, let's see. 001-34054. Oh, hey! Congratulations. And last but not least, we have the Fall for Ithaca basket. It has a hand-knit hat from another chorus member, Hans Soros, and it also has two free Learn to Climb lessons at Cornell Outdoor Education. It's rock climbing. Just in case you thought it was ice climbing, I'm sorry. I have to break it to you. Okay, and the winner is 001-34036.
Is this a repeat?
No. 001-34036. Hey, congratulations. Thank you to all of our ticket and raffle helpers. Congratulations to everyone who won a basket. And thank you to all who entered. With that, we'll continue on with our Cornell songs. Thank you, everybody.
So we're about to sing some Cornell songs for you. Please, if you do know them, feel free to join in. How many Cornellians do we have in the audience? Woo! Fabulous. How many Cornell alum do we have in the audience? Amazing. How many Cornell chorus alum do we have? Yay! All right, and then of course, it's a very special weekend, so how many of you are family and parents who have come to town? Thank you so much. All right, without further ado, some Cornell songs for you.
soon I'll be busting right out of Cornell.
Everyone. So this is a very special year for the chorus. We are beginning the year belated celebrations of our centennial. Yeah, that's right. So I'd like to introduce our centennial chairs within the chorus who are going to chat with you a little bit about that, as well as invite you to our reception after the concert. Hello, beautiful people. It's so nice to see all of you here. I'm Crystal Arguez.
And I'm Joelle, and we're the Centennial Officers.
Yeah, so, you know, the past 2 years has been, just everything's up in the air. You know, it's like hard to enjoy life, but we will celebrate our centennial year, even if it's a year late. So snaps to that, because we're very happy to be celebrating 100 years of an amazing organization.
And so after this concert, we'd like to invite you all to the reception. It's going to be really fun. We have candy. We have a photo booth. It's going to be at the Klarman Atrium. It's that way. So once the concert's over, free of you to head on over there. And yeah, that's all we'll say. Thank you so much. And next we have a very special Cornell song to share with you from the chorus. It's called The Hill.
Again for coming. We will close our program with the Cornell Evening Song and then our alma mater, and you can find the words in your program.